Now, does owning a lightweight carbon fibre bike cut down your commuting time? Well, that was the question that Dr. Jeremy Groves, who's a consultant anaesthetist at Chesterfield Royal Hospital in the UK, was asking, because he tells in a paper that's published for Christmas in the British Medical Journal that for many years he was driving to work, and then he went on a fitness drive by deciding to actually commute the 43.5 kilometres to work and home every day. And he decided to do it on a steel-framed bike that he bought for 50 quid second-hand after sprucing it up a bit. That's how he puts it in the paper. But the thing was that he realised it was taking him quite a while to do this journey, so he wondered whether investing in, thanks to the government's cycle-to-work tax incentive scheme, it was worth investing in a nice expensive carbon fibre lightweight bicycle in order to shave some time off of the commute. Would this work? So to find out, he decided to do a trial on himself. So what he did was to buy a £1,000 carbon fibre 9.5 kilo weight bicycle, which he then compared with his old steel 50 quid 13.5 kilo steel frame bicycle. And each day he tossed a £1 coin to decide which bike he was going to use, and then rode the journey using a cycle computer to keep a track on how long the journey was taking and what speeds he was achieving. And he did this for 6 months. He did 26 trips on the carbon fibre bike, and he did 30 journeys on the steel-framed bike. It wasn't a blind trial, of course. He didn't blindfold himself. He knew which bike he was riding, so there might be a little bit of bias there. But here's the interesting thing. He clocked up 1,144 kilometres in travelling distance over the course of the trial, and when he averaged out the journey times on both different types of bike, the steel-framed bike took an average of 1 hour, 47 minutes and 48 seconds of cycling to do the round trip to work and back at the hospital. And the carbon fibre, very expensive, 50 times more costly, lightweight bike, he took an average of 1 hour, 48 minutes and 21 seconds. He does point out that the travel times are longer in winter because you're more frightened of falling off on your carbon fibre bike because the wheels are much narrower, so it's harder to keep your balance. He also points out that cold weather means that you tend to ride more cautiously, you might wear more clothing, which weighs you down a bit. But the point is that although the carbon fibre bike weighs 30% less than the steel frame bike, actually, when you take into account the person plus the bike, the number is actually only 4%. In other words, your weight plus the bike's weight, the bike only contributes 4% difference to the combined weight. And since you're therefore the sole determinant of the weight you're moving, largely, it means that you should, as he points out, pay more attention to the weight of the cyclist than to the bicycle. And he concludes his paper by saying, a new lightweight bicycle may have many attractions, but if the bicycle is used to commute, a reduction in the weight of the cyclist rather than that of the bicycle may deliver a greater benefit and at much reduced cost. So there you go. If you're riding to work, trusty old steel frame bike that's donkey's years old and will probably go on forever is probably the way to go. It is, of course, an N of one study, so be careful, interpret with caution, Dave. Ride everywhere.
Yeah, and my bike is certainly a very ancient steel frame bike, which has gone through various different iterations, although I did manage to keep breaking the frame. But anyway.